This is Wendy Kaufman in Seattle. 35 families have just moved into a one-of-a-kind public housing project here called Breathe Easy Homes. It was created by community activists together with public housing and public health officials for people who have asthma. But one man, a doctor, has been living and breathing this project for the past 6 years.
Hi, this is Jim Krieger, and I am a physician and work also for the Public Health Department in Seattle, King County.
And this morning, the graying, bespectacled physician is taking us on a tour. As he excitedly bends over to show off the environmentally friendly sidewalks and drainage ditches, he reveals a knowledge of the overall project that's mind-boggling. And that's even before we get inside a Breathe Easy home. In trying to eliminate things that trigger asthma, Krieger came up with a long list of features for these homes, and they've been incorporated, from the moisture-proof foundation to keep the mold out, to cleaner paint.
Even when it was brand new, it didn't have that new house kind of smell because we used low-emission paints, which didn't have that kind of gas coming off them. The same for the cabinets here, you can see in the kitchen.
It's Krieger's nature to see both the big picture and the tiny details, and no detail is too small. Since dust mites hide in mattresses, residents are provided with mattress covers. They're given special cleaning supplies and a high-efficiency vacuum. They're taught how to use all this by community health workers who play a key role in the program.
We come bearing gifts, so that helped.
Carol Allen is a veteran community health manager.
We would say, you need to do this, this, and this, and guess what? We're going to give you the tools and the resources to do that.
We became known as a vacuum project for some people.
Yes.
Right?
Being identified with a vacuum project doesn't faze the unassuming Krieger one bit. The health department's chief of epidemiology and planning calls himself a social doctor. Carol Allen uses other words.
Caring, compassionate, humble, smart. Actually, change that, scratch smart out, brilliant.
Colleagues describe him in similar glowing fashion. It's not surprising that he's smart. Both his parents were academic physicians, and intelligence was valued at home. As for the place he grew up, New York's Upper East Side, it too had an impact. While his home was affluent, Spanish Harlem was just a few blocks away. And the difference in the quality of life between the haves and the have-nots was, as he put it, in his face right from the get-go. He says his parents probably assumed he would go to medical school after graduating from Harvard, but he didn't.
I became a VISTA volunteer instead because I was more interested, I think, in pursuing social justice kind of issues in a more direct way, so I worked as a community organizer.
One of the big issues was public health, and guided by a physician mentor, Krieger began to see that getting an MD was a means to effect social change.
That work really shaped my perspective in looking at the social origins of disease and realizing that the medical aspect of care was very important. It certainly was relatively minor in some ways determinant of who's going to be healthy and who's not going to be healthy.
Asthma affects the poor far more often than the rich. It's often triggered by mold, mildew, poor ventilation, and cockroaches, all in abundance in substandard housing. So for Krieger, designing asthma-free homes, which incidentally don't cost all that much more to build, was a logical, albeit an unconventional, step. Krieger's approach is a bit of a throwback to the late 19th century when public health officials worked to improve living conditions in New York City tenements. In the past half century, public health has moved away from many social issues, but the man who thinks of himself as a social doctor hopes and believes the pendulum is swinging back. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
You can get more tips on how to make your home user-friendly at our website. And last week in Your Health, we asked for your questions on LASIK eye surgery. You can check on what the experts have to say at npr.org/yourhealth. And that's Your Health for this morning. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.